I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Children going through cancer treatment need emotional support from adults in their family and from everyone on their medical team. Dr. Alexandra Boving-Allen is here to talk about how to help children cope with stress associated with cancer treatment. Dr. Boving-Allen is a pediatric psychologist in oncology at MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Boving-Allen, what are some of the biggest emotional challenges for children who are undergoing cancer treatment?
You know, it varies, of course, depending upon the child and the family and what's been going on in that child's life before cancer treatment. But some of the things that we know to expect are a disruption of a typical trajectory for kids. So kids are often pulled from school, sometimes for quite a while. They are unable to be with friends socially. And of course, COVID has further complicated all of this. And there are challenges associated with lengthy hospitalizations, loss of control, anxiety associated with treatment and/or outcomes, and also just this can manifest as sadness, anxiety, withdrawal, or acting out.
What questions do kids typically ask, and how do you answer honestly or in some sort of child-appropriate language when they bring up some of their feelings?
I love that question. It's so important. The variety of questions are as vast and varied as the children who come in for care. One of the things that just overarchingly I do is work with parents directly so that parents are really in a position to answer their kids' questions in a developmentally appropriate way and honestly. So we know from research that kids' anxiety increases when information that they need is withheld from them in the course of care for cancer. So it's important to share information with them, but in a controlled, calm, developmentally appropriate manner. We really tailor what information is given based on, you know, what the child is asking, what they need to know in terms of what they're going through. We, you know, strongly espouse honesty and direct communication, but of course that varies by developmental experience of the child.
Are there opportunities in this scenario, which is certainly a very tough scenario, for fun or lighthearted moments or story time or some of those other things that might normalize this situation just a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. So kids who are going through treatment for cancer are first and foremost kids. So it's really important that they have time to play and be silly if they're physically feeling up to that. We support that through pet therapy. We have a wonderful therapy dog who comes. We have a program called Arts and Healing, which allows for music therapy, art therapy. We identify early on in the process what kids' interests are, what they enjoy, and what makes them excited and happy, and try and bring pieces of that, especially for lengthy hospitalizations.
Dr. Boving-Allen, thanks for this information about emotional support needed for children and families going through pediatric cancer treatment.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.